If you stood in the right spot inside Western Michigan University Student Recreation Center Memorial Day weekend, you'd see Malaysian students from across North America compete in table tennis, basketball, and netball, all at the same time. They were just three of the sports featured in the Malaysian Midwest Games International. Known as the Midwest Games, it's an Olympic-style competition for Malaysian students in the U.S. and Canada. Many of the sports featured in this year's Midwest Games, such as tennis, soccer, and volleyball, are familiar to most Americans. But others might need some explanation, like sepatakro and chunkok. Satver Tind, the president of WMU's Malaysian Student Association and organizer of this year's games, explains sepatakro.
It's basically played by three people on each side. It's a competition between two groups. And it's like something similar like badminton, where you can't allow the ball to drop on the floor. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you have like about three touches to get the ball to the other side of the court.
Tind also describes how the game chunkok is played.
Chunkok basically is a traditional Malaysian game. It's something like a board game, but it's played with marbles, where there's going to be two participants competing in this chunkok, and the fastest participants to get all the marbles in their home wins the game.
Besides sepatakro and chunkok, there were two other events that American spectators might find out of place in a sporting competition. One is FIFA 13, a soccer video game played on the PlayStation 3. The other is chess. Both are popular with Malaysian students studying in North America. According to the Midwest Games official webpage, the purpose of the event is to strengthen ties between Malaysian students and the United States. The event also gives athletes a chance to meet fellow Malaysians and represent their schools. It isn't just about sports, though. The event also includes the Midwest Dinner, a time for Malaysian students to enjoy each other's company, network, and eat traditional Malaysian food. Tind explains why the dinner is so important.
Basically, for Midwest Games, the dinner is the biggest attraction. And like, from based on experience, even how bad you do in the sports, the dinner is the place where you're going to be covering. And a lot of Malaysians come for this event, especially for the Malaysian food. And because a lot of places in the United States, we can't find the Malaysian food.
Although Teen says he enjoys American cuisine, after being in the United States for 3 years, he still prefers traditional Malaysian dishes. The Malaysian Midwest Games International began in the 1970s. This year was the third time that Western has hosted the games. The games were also held in Kalamazoo in 1997 and 2001. For some participants, the Midwest Games are mostly about meeting new friends, seeing old ones, and socializing with fellow Malaysian students. But for others, like Deanna Zainel and her University of Michigan women's netball team, the competition is taken very seriously. For them, the games are a chance to showcase their school's athletic prowess.
We wanted to represent our school and make our school proud, so we are here to play for the Wolverines. Go Blue!
Netball is similar to basketball, but with a few key differences. There's no backboard attached to the hoop, and when a player gets the ball, they can't advance by dribbling. They must either pass or shoot. Whether they came to win first place, just to eat some Malaysian food and have a good time with friends, or somewhere in between, the estimated 1,500 competitors that flooded into Kalamazoo over Memorial Day weekend made this year's Malaysian Midwest Games one of the biggest in the history of the event. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Fischel.